Why? Why is it that men can never admit when they're lost?
We're not lost. I just need to get my bearings.
We're definitely lost. In the woods. And the sun is going to set soon. And oh, look. No phone signal. That's great.
Yeah, okay, look, I was just trying to do something nice for us today. You know, I thought,
No, you didn't think. You didn't think about bringing a physical map in case our phones lost signal. You didn't think about bringing bug spray or more than a few granola bars for food.
Well, you didn't either. You could have thrown some things in the backpack. Why is it always up to me to figure everything out?
Oh, yeah. Blame me. Naturally, I should have thought of a backup plan to your plans.
That's not what I said. I told you we were going hiking. You could have prepared your own bag. I'm not in charge of everything.
Yeah, my bad. I thought since you planned the trip, you knew what you were doing. I'll take care of everything. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Ooh, look, I'm annoyed. And sweaty. I've got a million bug bites. Let's just try to get home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have no idea which way we came from. Do you see anything that looks familiar?
We came in on the blue path. We've just got to find a tree with a blue tag on it. And then we'll follow that until we get back to the main road.
How do we know which way we're supposed to go on that? I mean, even if we find the blue path and we take it, it could be leading us further into the woods.
Okay, well, that's the only plan I've got. Yeah, unless you can think of something better. Huh.
Ugh, this is useless. We're just walking in a random direction. Great! Rain, this is... Yeah, this is great!
Hey, come on. I think I see a little shelter or something over there.
Oh, what is this? Where are we?
I don't know. Must be an old forest ranger station or something. It's got a roof, so I'm not complaining.
Look, I'm...
You know, I'm trying my best, okay? Ever since you started this new job, it's all you can focus on. It's like I don't exist. I just wanted to spend some quality time with you.
Okay, but hiking? We've literally never gone hiking before.
Oh, how dare we try something new, huh?
Oh, sarcasm. Nice. Exactly what'll make this situation better. I'm trying to apologize. How did we get here?
Yeah, if we knew that, we wouldn't be lost, would we?
No, I mean, like, here. Arguing all the time.
I don't know. I guess... I don't know. Maybe I feel like your new job is more important than I am.
Maybe I feel like you resent me for uprooting our lives. I mean, my job... I love what I do. But I know it meant sacrifices for both of us. Mostly you. I know leaving the town you grew up in was hard.
It's not about that. You know I'd do anything for you. Look, and besides, I've wanted to leave that town since I was 15. You know that.
I'm sorry. For everything. I didn't mean to make you feel like you weren't important. You're the most important thing in my life.
Okay. I'm sorry, too. I really thought I knew which direction we were going. Oh, God, I'm such an idiot. Why did I think this was a good idea? Why couldn't I have taken us out to dinner or a movie or, you know? What was that for?
Could you just shut up? Take off your shirt.
What here?
Yeah, here. What else are we gonna do until the rain stops?
Come here. I need you right now.
Oh, by my neck. Oh. No. God, I've missed you so much.
Tell me what you've missed.
Oh, the way your lips taste. Your hands. Your cock.
Oh, yeah? You missed my cock?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I want it. I want you to make me feel good.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.